The Hillsborough Board of County Commissioners has put off a decision to fire three top administrators. Commissioner Ken Hagan wants to get rid of County Administrator Pat Bean, County Attorney Renee Lee, and Internal Performance Auditor Jim Barnes.
That all three should be terminated. I was sickened last week when I asked for the resignations, and after the theatrics of last meeting, I'm even more sickened. It's clear to me that these three individuals, our key staffers, have created and encouraged a dysfunctional environment.
Commissioner Kevin Beckner wants answers on who requested emails to or from his office regarding a Florida Department of Law Enforcement or FDLE investigation of raises for Bean and Lee.
Bottom line is that FDLE information was requested, and I really have a very difficult time to believe it was an anonymous request. And if it was, this should teach us a lesson that we need to document, because this is a serious violation, in my opinion, and I guess this is what we'll let the FDLE determine if this is any type of, this is interfering in their investigation.
But Commissioner Kevin White, who's been at odds with his colleagues because of a sexual harassment lawsuit brought by one of his aides, prefers the go slow approach.
But I think it sends a better message to the employees of this county that says we're going to throw you out with the bathwater just because someone makes an accusation. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt. And I'm telling you. And with Miss Lee and Miss Bean, I don't blame you for sticking up for yourself, because I'm not guilty and I'm never going to give in either. Stand up for yourself, stand up for your rights, and we need to find out what the results are if we're going to talk about terminating them for a criminal cause.
Earlier in the meeting, the board hired an attorney to help them determine whether to fire the three highly paid staffers, and if so, how to go about it. They voted unanimously to hire Robert McCray, who is currently representing University of South Florida in a suit filed by former USF football coach Jim Leavitt. His fee is $310 an hour. But by several hours later, nothing had been accomplished. Commissioner Mark Sharp, who had a motion on the floor to fire Bean and Lee, expressed disgust.
But when a county administrator believes that it's necessary for her to take a lie detector test as to whether she looked at emails which were pulled and no one was notified, and we don't have any idea whether those emails were redacted, and they were pulled from the internal performance auditor whose job it is to investigate, that's when you begin to ask yourself, are we following the process? And I believe, Commissioner Norman, that when the IPA is made aware of this, and then does not receive sufficient answers to be able to put it to rest.
Credibility was in question.
Commissioner Norman, it doesn't make any difference to me.
Moments before the meeting's close, Sharp and Commissioner Jim Norman sparred over the concept of due process.
But they can also, Commissioner,
I don't think we can
trust the process of letting know if it's right or wrong, if they did wrong or right. You give them that due process. Every American deserves that.
The commissioners will take up the issue again at their meeting next Tuesday afternoon.